Song is going to be number 285, if you'd like to mark that in your books. If you'd like to follow along with me in the reading tonight, I'm going to be reading in Matthew chapter 27. Matthew 27. We'll start in verse 3, but we'll come back to that in just a minute. Tonight, I'd like to go over with you the word repentance found in the New Testament. In the New Testament, there are three different Greek words for repentance. Some of them are kind of tongue twisters. And this first one is definitely that. It is a metamelomai. Metamelomai is a change of mind, such as to regret or have remorse for the sin that you've committed. That's not all it is. As we know from the context of Matthew chapter 27, Judas is realizing what he's done has been wrong. And now let's read in verse 3. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? You see to it." Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Judas's form of repentance was metamelomai. Because he changed his mind based on the remorse he felt for the sin that he had committed, but he did not change his ways. He went back to his sinful ways and committed one final sin by killing himself. The next word we're going to be looking at tonight for repentance is metaneo, to change one's mind and purpose after you've gained knowledge of the fact that you've sinned. Now this word, along with the cognate noun, our third word, metanoia, is what is used in the Bible as perfect and true repentance. When Jesus calls you to repentance, this is the type of repentance he is wanting from you. He is wanting metanoia. It is where you realize you've sinned, you have the regret for that sin, but it doesn't end there. You change from that sin. You go continually forward with Jesus. Luke chapter 5 and verse 32 says, "I did not come to call the righteous, but to call sinners to repentance." Jesus is calling us as sinners to repent and to come to Him. He wants us to come with Him and to have an eternal inheritance with Him. When He calls us to repentance, He does not want us to be like Judas. He doesn't want us to put sin away for maybe a few days and then turn back to it. He wants us to get rid of it forever, and follow His word. Tonight, if you've realized your sin and you feel the remorse that you should feel for that sin, Jesus is calling you to come to the front as together we stand and as we sing.